Robert and Clinton.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Morning.
I mean, I remember Reagan getting shot. I remember the end of, like, Vietnam, 9/11, but a little bit of that.
How old are you?
I'm the same age as you.
Okay, so you don't remember... Oh, so 2 years older than Dirt. Okay.
That was a great day, wasn't it, when Dirt was invented?
We needed it. You know, when someone finally came up with the Dirt, I was like, good, now we have stuff to walk on.
Right. Yeah. And right after the dinosaurs died, I remember that day, too.
Yeah.
And when light was invented?
No, but it's interesting. Do you remember the vigil? They had this moment of silence scheduled, and there was a vigil for him. There was no snow in the forecast, and they have this moment of silence. The world came together to go quiet simultaneously, the entire planet. And as that happened, it started to snow out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was one of the freakiest things I'd ever witnessed. Yeah, I felt like there was a, stop. I felt like there was something. You kind of it was a sign that there's something more than just individuals.
Yeah,
you know that we were. You know, we had come together, and that snow was just kind of a weird sign. I thought. Yeah, go ahead.
The other thing is most of your listeners are your age.
That's not true.
I think a lot of you, most of the people that come out,
you know what, Robert? You don't travel with me. I go out. I meet people of all different ages, like from 12 to 90.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you just wake up to be a dick today? Or I don't understand what's going on here. Are we friends? Are we not friends?
I don't think you're, you know, giving your...
Okay, whatever. You know what? When you want to finish a sentence, get your own show. Okay. Who the hell does this? Right? Hold on a second. Wrong here? Am I wrong?
No.
We're doing a tribute to John Lennon. Oh yeah, I don't really remember. And by the way, you're all old. They're all old. Are you people old? Hello. You. Are you old?
Okay. I'm not old.
Jesus, what a friggin' moron. Who was that? I want to write this down. Was that Robert and Clinton? Robert and Clinton.
Good damn it.
Good Monday morning to you. The Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive happening this Friday at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. And we're proud to have Bobby Crabtree on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chaz. How are you?
Excellent. So I have this idea. For concert tickets.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, you're known for your commercials. You have a very distinctive voice. I thought we could do a Bobby Crabtree sound-alike contest.
Well, that will be fun. Okay, what happens if I don't recognize even myself?
Right.
What if you win?
Yeah, Bobby could win. What I'll have to do is I'll have to get that music that plays under your commercial.
Yeah.
And we'll have to get a paragraph that everybody reads. They all read the same paragraph.
Yes. He should read it, too. And you mix Bobby's in with everybody's, and then you don't know if it's...
It'll be like, name that tune.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, good. So we'll find a good pair of tickets, and we'll do that when you come up on stage.
What kind of tickets? What type of concert?
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Ruth, what do we have?
Weird Al tickets?
Weird Al? No.
Okay.
Are you looking, Ruth, or no?
I am looking.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's play Bobby's commercial here.
Hi, Bobby Crabtree. You know me with Colonial Toyota and more recently Crabtree Toyota. I am so proud and excited to introduce the all-new Bobby Crabtree Chevrolet of New Haven. Bobby Crabtree Chevrolet of New Haven was made possible.
It's a very distinctive voice.
It is.
Yeah.
Get your attention.
It's funny.
Commanding.
It's funny. People say you can't hear your voice. It sounds different to yourself, doesn't it? I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yeah. When I...
That was...
when I hear myself, I'm like, oh my God, that's annoying.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop talking. People say, can you stop talking?
No, but you have a very distinctive voice. Like, it's so distinct. It makes
commanding.
The second I hear you speak, you don't even have to say it's Bobby Crabtree. I'm like, it's Bobby Crabtree.
Hi. I know who it is.
Exactly.
The high gives away.
Has recognition.
Exactly. Yep. So Jimmy Koplik, Thursday off air, was telling me this funny story that last year at the toy drive, Bobby's like, they've run into one another, and Lappy's like, hey, you know, I'll voice your commercials for you if you'd like. And Jimmy, after, you know, I guess you were very polite. You're like, oh, gee, thanks, you know, da 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 da, and small talk.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And you walk off, and Jimmy Koplik looks at Mike and like, you idiot. He's got the most distinctive voice ever. Why would he ever change that?
Yeah, that's funny. I remember that. As long as you don't make me sing. As long as you make me sing. It reminds me of a childhood, I went up on stage thinking I knew I could speak, but I could not sing. So as long as we keep it to the verbal.
Okay, you got that. Why? Did we do that? Did we do that to you?
No, not someone else. Oh.
Oh, really?
It's like one of those things as a kid you just don't forget. I got up in front of a bunch of people, and I realized that's not one of my skills.
Oh, what song were you singing? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. It was Superman from the Kinks. And I certainly did not feel like Superman when I walked off that stage.
Oh!
But listen, everybody has to know their boundaries.
Right, and that was it. No singing.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. As long as we're not singing. But I have no problem. That's really interesting. So that was the genesis of the whole idea.
Well, every time your commercial comes on, AJ and I go back and forth. Hey, Bobby Crabtree. So we've been trying to impersonate it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we've been working on it behind the scenes.
Right. We're not ready yet, though.
And then I think Emily, who's one of the comedians that comes in the show, said, oh, you know, it'd be a funny bit. Baby Crabtree.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a small, younger version. Hey, Baby Crabtree here.
Right.
Hey, that'd be fitting because I have two new additions to the family.
That's right. Nice. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Yes. My oldest daughter just gave birth to a big, beautiful baby boy, and my second daughter gave birth to a baby girl in March.
Wow.
So I have, my family's ever expanding, and it's a beautiful thing to all the families out there. That's basically what this is all about, is
exactly.
Is the children, you know. I always wondered how many kids, because it's been a long time. We've been doing this for decades, really, you know, since the beginning. I always wondered, would I come across somebody that was impacted, positively impacted by all this charity that the community gives? Because really, everybody just has so much passion. Every time you talk to these people who donate, they drive for miles, and it's just so rewarding. When you know, this is all teed up. You guys have obviously a big platform, and I personally want to thank you, as I always have, and everybody that contributes, because I know somewhere along the line it has made somebody's life better, and that's very rewarding.
Phil, can you find that lady who came on last week, who was talking about, she read the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, you have to hear this. Phil's going to find it.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for it as well.
Yeah.
Dr. Kim Shaughnessy.
So one of the boys, and sadly he was here last year for Christmas, and he's still with us. He said, I was at Boys and Girls Village last year for Christmas, and the things we received felt more than just a gift. I felt something I haven't felt in a long time, which was care and being cared for. The pajamas, slippers, and even the things like a book or a Lego set made me feel seen, heard, and allows me to feel like a normal childhood, which is something I haven't experienced in a long time. These gifts brought comfort during a difficult time and reminded me that there are people out there who truly care. Thank you for giving more than just items. You also provided me with hope.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
That's powerful.
And that's one.
That's just one.
One.
And there's got to be thousands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to think about.
Yeah, no doubt. If you can't make it Friday, you can go to WPLR.com. There's a link there where you could donate and help one of these kids. But we hope to see you there at Jordan's Furniture in New Haven. It starts at 6 a.m. We're going all the way to 10 a.m. We got some great bands like Quiet Riot, Sponge, Rum Runners, and it's a great feeling. It carries me through the holiday season. It just fills me with joy. So, Bobby, thanks for being a huge part of it, for actually starting it before AJ and I arrived.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It all started by this one young girl who came in asking for a $10 donation. It was one of the, it was 2001, and it was after 9/11, of course. And that was one of the unfortunate consequences, because all the charity was going to the bigger charities, and the small local ones like the Boys Village at the time was called the Boys Village was forgotten about. And at least that's where my branch comes from. But this whole thing, you guys brought a whole nother level to it, and it's just a great story.
Yeah, we AJ and I started this on Long Island and then brought it over here. And when we arrived, one of the things they said is, you know, there was a toy drive that Billy was doing every year, and he would like to continue doing it. I said, oh, not only are we going to continue doing it, but we're going to make it a giant event. So,
I
could never have imagined how just one young girl's $10 request, which, of course, you know, has turned into something bigger than I ever could have imagined, all because of you and WPLR. And I honestly say that every time I talk to you guys, it's just the passion, your voice. You know, it's not just a matter of giving. You know, they say the beauty, it's better to give than to receive, but it's the passion. It's clear. So thank you.
Well, can't wait to see you on stage. Then we're going to give Rod Stewart tickets away.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh, for there the, we go. For the, I have a daughter named Maggie May. That's one of her favorite songs.
Is that right? Wow. Hey.
Yes.
Perfect.
She loves that song. Maggie May.
All right. Perfect. All right. The Bobby Crabtree Soundalike Contest happening on stage. And the winner gets Rod Stewart tickets.
Perfect.
So, nice. So,
perfect.
And it's December 12th. December 12th at 6 a.m. at Jordan's, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bobby.
I appreciate it. I will see you then.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bobby Crabtree.
Yay!
Right. I was glad we got that reaction from the sound alike. He was totally into it.
Yep, he was totally into the baby Crabtree, too.
Yeah. But we got to get that music. Dun, dun, dun.
I already sent the request out for it.
Dun, dun, dun. Cool. I love that song. Dun, 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 dun.
Between that and Bad Idea Island, I sing those around my house all the time.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, just sitting there. Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Vince.
It's a good song.
All right. So Waterbury had a $10,000 jewelry heist.
Mm.
And Brian Foley's on the show now. Hey.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
What do you think?
I certainly don't have a big, tough Bobby Crabtree voice.
No, you don't.
Not everybody can have that, though. Yes.
Saturday night, 8:30, some dude walks into the Brass City Mall there. I don't know if you remember. There was a shooting back there. Four or five people got shot, like, in May there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that,
But, and so, that I mean, malls are just dying. With 8:30, they smash it. But it's not a jewelry store. It's one of those kiosks there, and they get $10,000 worth of jewelry. Sounds great. It's really not that much money in regards to jewelry store theft. But these smash and grabs obviously becoming very, very common in jewelry stores.
How often do you think that a criminal reads the dollar amount in the paper and says, it wasn't even close to that?
Well, what they're thinking is, if I get caught, if I get over that $10,000 limit, coincidentally, that turns into that's a larceny one, which is the highest felony for a larceny if you get over $10,000 in the state of Connecticut.
Oh.
Is that the sale value, and that's usually what's put out, the sale value, not how much, you know, it affected the jewelry store, and then they're insured. And so really, what is the loss, you know, and then the insurance company becomes the victim in your bigger jewelry store ones. And the smash, you know, there was one in North Haven a couple months ago, and they made an arrest there, and one in South Windsor. It was the same crew that did it. But that was in the $100,000 range, both, I believe. And, you know, we are looking at Rolexes and those types of jewelry stolen there, but not for the $10,000 from the kiosk is not a lot.
So if you're investigating this, where do you go? To the local pawn shops?
It's not that easy, but you could start looking online. Fencing jewelry is a little more sophisticated, and you start looking, you know, the insurance companies in the bigger things have investigators that are out there looking for the jewelry online and different places as well. And there's different jewelry stores. You know, you look in your, you know, in your cities, there's jewelry stores that'll buy the stolen stuff and sell it as well. So, you know, you got it's difficult to look around, but a lot of times, like the North Haven one, they left DNA behind. You know, so you're smashing all that glass. You better be careful. You're going to get cut somewhere somehow if you're not all, you know, dressed up, you know, with leather or canvas on. And that's what got that South Windsor and North Haven one. They made two arrests on it based off of the DNA there. But then someone always talks. You know, we had one on Pratt Street in Hartford, and we ended up finding much of the jewelry. And I remember when we grabbed the guy, it was on Edgewood Street in the apartment. He actually had an earring, a very distinct earring. He was wearing it that was stolen. It was a smash and grab there too. And so people talk a lot when, cause, you know, they get upset that this guy all of a sudden has this super flashy jewelry, and it's, and the word starts getting around, the wrong person finds out, they get arrested for something, and they rat him out. It's pretty simple.
You think they'll get these guys?
On the $10,000, Whataburger is really good, and that's going to be local. So that's, you know, $10,000 at the kiosk in this Brass City Mall is not like, you know, someone flew in from California to hit this store. They're going to get them.
You think they're from Waterbury?
They're going to be from that general area. Sure.
I think they're from Hartford. Again,
it could be.
You know
it
why?
Could be both.
Because Waterbury people come to the Valley to commit crimes.
Okay.
So I feel like there's an exchange program. I feel like Hartford goes to Waterbury. Waterbury comes to the Valley.
There's a quota.
But, yeah. But this isn't exactly the Louvre robbery in Paris. This is, you know, a kiosk.
Yeah, you make a good point.
In the Brass City Mall, you know, it's no offense. You know, both Waterbury and Hartford, those two detective bureaus, those are real, you know, those are real detective bureaus with informants all over both cities and in the region. So I do think Spags down there in Waterbury will solve this one.
Yeah, they're very good. And Hartford's great. I remember our car was broken into at a parade, and my wife's purse was taken.
Oh, yep. Big problem years ago. Yep.
Within a short period of time, we had a picture of a guy leaving a Walmart with a big screen television. That was charged on my wife's card.
He could watch Cops.
That's how fast these men and women are in Hartford. They don't mess around.
No.
I was so mad because I'm like, I don't even have a big screen television, and he's buying one.
Right. Yeah, that's the smash and grabs are a problem. You know, be it cars or jewelry stores, and there's not a lot you can do to prevent it. You know, the bigger jewelry stores have much tougher glass, you know, reinforced strong glass, and make it very difficult to get into without leaving some DNA somehow behind. So, but again, a little kiosk like that, $10,000, they smashed a bunch of stuff and only got $10,000, so it couldn't have been the nicest of jewelry, because, you know, in a kiosk, it's not the nicest stuff.
Right.
This is again, it's somebody local. They'll end up figuring out who did it.
Hey, so we have you on the schedule for the toy drive.
I can't wait. It's a blast. I'm actually bringing one of my buddies down with me. We're going to hang out. I can't wait.
Oh, nice. So cool. It's going to be 7:20. Two things are going to happen in the Dumbass News break, and one of them is we're going to play Have You Ever Been Arrested? And you get to tell your story, and you get in the running for concert tickets.
So should I tell about when I was arrested or no?
Yes.
Okay. Which time?
We'll see you 7:20.
Pick the best one.
Shea Roscoe with the Boys and Girls Lower Nugatuck Valley on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody doing?
Good. You have
morning.
What was your first concert?
My first concert?
Yeah.
Oof. I want to say that it was...
Not memorable.
Leonard Skinner, maybe?
Wow. How do you not remember your first concert?
I don't know. I'm going to have to do some deep diving after this and really figure that out, because I really don't remember.
Wow.
Huh.
For the socialization of a concert, not necessarily.
Right. You went for
playing.
The vibe. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Leonard Skinner's a good way to start, though. That's a good start for concerts.
Mm. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, they definitely have a good vibe.
Yes. There's no Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was Electric Light Orchestra. I wish it was a little bit better. Yeah. Kind of like,
Right. Mm. Well, you know.
It is what it is. You can't change your first concert.
No, you can't.
At least it wasn't. At least it wasn't the Bay City Rollers.
Right.
Was that you?
No.
No. That was, okay.
Thank God, no.
Like Bay City Rollers. Where did that come from?
I was trying to think of somebody worse than ELO.
You found one.
Yeah.
You did. Good job.
Shay's on to talk about the Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group toy drive happening this Friday. Shay, who are we helping when we bring a toy to this thing on Friday?
Yeah, so there for the Boys and Girls Club, there's a few different ways in which you guys help. First, there's over 600 kids that will receive a toy because of the toy drive. Santa comes on a fire truck and they show up to our clubhouses and they distribute the toys to the kids, which is really exciting. And we've had kids say that, you know, I didn't think I was even going to get anything this year, which changes instantly because of the toy drive. But an even deeper way, one of the things that we have going out of the club, we have a 7-year-old girl whose dad recently passed away from an accidental overdose. And in fact, she and her mom actually heard the sirens that day and they had no idea that they were for him. And since then, as you can imagine, they've been struggling in every way imaginable. Mom works full time and she does everything that she can to keep them going while being completely heartbroken herself. Money is really tight and mom just doesn't want her daughter to feel one more loss by not having much under the tree. So when we were able to share with her that because of the Chaz and AJ toy drive, your daughter is going to have a Christmas. And at first, she began sobbing, and it took her a while to collect herself. And then I actually wrote this down because I was so moved by it. She said, "You have no idea the amount of stress that was just lifted off of me. And honestly, it's not about the presents, but it's about my daughter feeling loved and cared for during the most difficult time in her life." So for all the listeners out there, when you're out there donating a toy, I want you to know that you're reminding a 7-year-old little girl whose dad had just passed that she is not alone and that there is still joy and kindness in her world. So thank you. Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Wow. And you think you have problems until you hear someone who's really facing something serious, you know?
Exactly. Yep.
Wow.
It's devastating. And so we were talking about it in one of our meetings and how great your listeners are and how the tribe is. And we wish that they can really fully understand the impact that they have, because it's really hard for you to see it when you're not watching these kids or talking to these families. But then we thought, like, they have to have some idea, because every year they come through in big ways. So we're just so grateful. And so on behalf of all of our kids, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. And thank you for helping change some of these kids' worlds.
Well, you people do all the hard work every single day. We show up once a year, collect some toys. And, I can't thank the tribe enough for coming out big every year. And if you can't make it Friday, please go to WPLR.com and donate online. Wow, that's a real moving story.
It is.
Well, you guys are just, you're going to help this little girl this year, and we're just so grateful for that. So thank you. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Friday. Yeah. And AJ, we will miss you, but we look forward to seeing you at the next one.
Oh, yes, you will.
All right. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Shay Roscoe, CEO, Boys and Girls Club, Lower Nugatuck Valley. Holy cow, that's...
Right?
You hear the sirens and you don't even know.
Oh, devastating.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say after that.
Right.
You know? It's good that we do this event, you know? And it's good that you help us do this event. So,
thank you.
You know, I mean, not only are you helping in this way, but you come and you have a good time and there's music and just good vibes and
party.
Maybe you win some concert tickets.
Right.
You know. But man, to help these kids, it's a big one. It's a big one.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.